It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Kanye West criticized Drake and Nick Cannon for publicly talking, rapping, or even suggesting anything about Kim Kardashian. Kanye stood up for his wife in a series of videos yesterday. He first mentioned Nick for talking about Kim's body in a recent interview. Nick and Kim dated back in their mid-20s, and Nick reminisced about her body in an interview, saying that girl's got an ass, even though she's white. And Kanye did not like that.
I just wanted to express some things that were not sitting right with my spirit. Now that I'm about the sunken place, I can think and I could just be yay and just express how I feel. There's a couple things that I want to address. First of all, I want to address Nick Cannon. Like, I understand that you used to date my wife, but you know, you get in an interview, don't mention my wife. If someone brings my wife up, you say, hey, I respect that, man. I'm not speaking on that. Like, none of y'all speak on my wife, period. What are you talking about? I'm married. We in love, we a family. Y'all be promoting all that like negativity. Y'all think that's cool for social media. It don't sit right with my soul. It don't sit right for my spirit. And as men, all three of y'all come talk to me. Y'all holler at me. We'll work it out. Nick Cannon, all that wasn't sitting right with me.
He also talked about Drake saying that, you know, him referencing Kiki and people saying that in my feelings, Kiki is a reference to Kim and stuff. He isn't okay with that. He says that Drake should have publicly stated that the Kiki in a song is not Kim. He says he wouldn't rap about a girl named Riri, even if he wasn't necessarily talking about Rihanna, because obviously people are going to draw the connection that it's about Rihanna. Nick Cannon actually did respond yesterday with his own video.
First off, let me say welcome back, yay, from the sunken place. Beautiful thing. Glad you're back with his brother. Nothing but love and respect for you. You know, I always had that. But I honestly got to say this, my dude. I've never said anything disrespectful or harmful to your, in my opinion, to your marriage or your union. I salute it. Keep it going. But you're not going to tell me what I can and what I can't say. I'm a solid individual. Somebody asked me a question, I'm going to answer it.
Also, I just want to point out, too, Nick Cannon saying, like, that girl got an ass even though she's white. Like, Kim isn't even white. She's Armenian.
Well, yeah, and also, like, do we even know what Mariah Carey is?
I think she's mixed.
Oh.
I think she's mixed. But, yeah. Wilmer Valderrama rushed to ex-girlfriend Demi Lovato's side in July after she suffered an overdose, and he's now put his life on hold to support her. The NCIS actor has flown to visit the Sorry Not Sorry singer on the East Coast several times over the last few weeks. Sources say the former couple have been seen together, too, at a local coffee shop. I thought you weren't allowed to leave rehab when you're in rehab. I guess celebrities get special privileges.
Absolutely. It's probably super flexible there.
If I'm going to rehab, I'm going to Chick-fil-A. Nug Life. Hip-hop mogul Suge Knight has struck a plea deal for killing Terry Carter with his truck. Suge will get 28 years in prison after pleading no contest to voluntary manslaughter. He will get credit for time served. He has been in jail awaiting trial for around 3.5 years. He will also be on parole for 3 years after serving his prison sentence. His sentence is stiffer than a typical voluntary manslaughter because he does have a prior conviction from 1997. He also got an extra 5 years because the Carter killing was deemed a serious and violent felony. He got an additional year due to his truck being a deadly weapon. And, oh, harmonizers, you better hold on to your butt cheeks. Here we go. Dinah Jane of Fifth Harmony has shared her first solo single release. It's called Bottled Up, featuring Ty Dolla $ign. It dropped at midnight and comes right after she signed a solo record deal with L.A. Reid's Hitco label. You listen for yourself. Here's a clip.
When you tell me that you're mine, I know you mean it. Do, say, put it on the rocks. Little baby, on that first vanilla, it's a rock. We could be anywhere in the world right now. Put your head with me, girl.
Okay, so
not
that's Miss Dinah Jane, formerly of Fifth Harmony. Hey, harmonizers, you can at me on Twitter. I don't care. Camila was the star of that group, and her album is amazing, and she blows Dinah Jane out of the water, and she doesn't cuss like a sailor. So, Team Camila all the way. Sorry, sucks to suck.